We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as we're getting closer to the Birds matchup at the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Merrill, the Eagles have never won in State Farm Stadium before in Glendale, Arizona. What don't you like about that stadium?
Well, I don't like the fact that you can have the most beautiful day of the year and they still close the roof. It's a retractable roof and they still close it, and they do it for one reason, to keep the noise in. I have felt for a long time that the National Football League should make the decision, not the home team, and it should be based on weather conditions. But if the weather is nice and playable and it doesn't reach a high where it's dangerous to the players, football is an outdoor game, and it should be kept that way. Also, from a standpoint of the atmosphere, it's very gray and dank. You come in out of this beautiful Arizona day, and it's kind of a gray gym.
What do you make of the Eagles never winning in that place?
I don't think it's I don't think it's really anything to do with the stadium. I think the fact of the matter is they just haven't played well there. The Cardinals, each time they've played, have pretty much been the better team. Now, the one that hurt the most was when they played the Cardinals in the NFC Championship game, and they came very, very close there and lost at the end.
That was the 2008-2009 season. Merrill, another reunion this week. This time it is tight end Zach Ertz, who was here for a very long time and, of course, helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. What are you expecting from Zach Ertz this week?
Well, Zach Ertz is a very determined guy. He is still one of the best tight ends. Zach Ertz will be going all out. It gives him extra motivation. Not that he didn't play with passion to begin with, but if he can find anything else to enhance his performance, this will be it. Try to beat his old team.
Mm-hmm. We are expected to get injury updates today from the Eagles, are we not?
We are. The only thing we knew from Monday was that Nick Sirianni said he would give a report on Wednesday. And as of that point, all of the players who were on the injury list were considered to be possibilities for next Sunday. Nobody was ruled out.
And this includes Big Play Slay, Jake Elliott, Jordan Mailata, Isaac Seumalo, Avante Maddox. So a lot of different players
and
there.
And Boston Scott
and
from last week,
Boston
too.
Boston Scott, too, right. Boston Scott did not play last week. So a number of players who are very important to the Eagles. We should find out more about them today. Merrill, the coordinator spoke yesterday, Jonathan Gannon, Michael Clay, and Shane Steichen. What are your takeaways from them?
Well, they all pretty much had the same theme, and that was that they have confidence in this team, that even when the team was down 14-0 early in the game last week against Jacksonville, you could see a sense of poise, no panic on the sideline. The feeling was, everything is under control. We're going to come back and get this game. There was that's what they had, basically, confidence. Michael Clay talked about the fact that Britton Covey did a good job. He had to be very careful. You couldn't challenge the ball as it was being windblown and wet. He made intelligent decisions. So he was happy with what he was doing. And as far as the Shane Steichen was concerned, he again talked about the confidence he has in Jalen Hurts. And as far as the defense is concerned, they continue to play well. And Hassan Reddick had just a tremendous game. He was the one player that he pointed out.
He did. And as we record this at 6:36 on a Wednesday, it would not shock me if he's named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, but we'll find out soon enough.
You could also make a case for Miles Sanders being the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He had a tremendous game.
Definitely. Absolutely. No doubt about that. Thank you for bringing that up, Merrill. Merrill, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk again tomorrow morning. That is the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.